Previous studies have shown that about 25% of the people living near toxic waste treatment and disposal facilities are minorities. But University of Michigan professor Paul Mohai says that's because researchers looked at the neighborhood in which the facility was located. Since most of them are close to the edge of a neighborhood, many people living just a street or two away weren't included.
Statistically, they'd be considered no closer to the facility than someone living 1,000 miles away from it.
Mohai says the minority percentage is closer to 43% when all neighborhoods in a circle around the site are included. Researchers still have to find out if the facilities are being placed in existing minority communities or if minorities move into them afterwards. Some environmentalists say there should be stricter regulations on toxic waste facilities to protect all people's health. For the GLRC, I'm Tracy Samilton.